Item 10, Gerald Wilson.
Nine.
I'm sorry, item 9.
Mr. Gerald Wilson is requesting authorization to construct 116 linear feet of vinyl bulkhead and associated backfill, aligned a maximum of 1 foot channelward of an existing deteriorating bulkhead, resulting in impacts to 58 square feet of vegetated wetlands adjacent to 3601 White Heron Run, situated along Indian River in Chesapeake. This project also requires a wetlands permit. This is the project site in close proximity to the one you just approved, again, situated along Indian River. The existing bulkhead on the property essentially demarcates the upland from an existing tidal marsh, which is characterized primarily by Spartina alterniflora. And you can see this is the Mitchell property here. Wilson property here. And this is the marsh I just referred to, approximately 150 feet. Mr. Wilson is proposing to replace this bulkhead a maximum of 1 foot channelward of the existing bulkhead. So you can see here, the face of it is 115 feet, and there's a 1 foot return on this edge here that will essentially tie into the existing return. This is the proposed cross-section for this project. The bulkhead will be constructed directly alongside the existing bulkhead's lower whale here. This is in an effort to minimize the encroachment into vegetated wetlands, and the net result of that will be impacts to 58 square feet of vegetated wetlands. The existing tie rods will be extended to service the new bulkhead. And to compensate for the direct impact to 58 square feet of vegetated wetlands, Mr. Wilson proposed to purchase, in this particular case, it would be credits from Libertyville Mitigation Bank. We have no way to account for an in-lieu fee system. He's proposing to purchase those credits at $15 a square foot. These are a couple site photos that I took when I was out there. This is the existing bulkhead. Again, you can see the vegetation just channelward of that bulkhead. The structure has clearly reached the end of its lifespan. Nevertheless, with the extensive vegetated marsh channelward of that, the necessity, at least at the staff level, for going any further channelward of the existing alignment was questioned. Couple more site photos. And you can see this is the marsh. The wetlands guidelines state that alteration of the shoreline is ordinarily not justified when there are viable alternatives which can achieve the given purpose without adversely affecting the marshes or other natural resources. Furthermore, a proposed activity should stand on its own merits in the permit approval process, and compensation should not be used to justify permit issuance. Although Mr. Wilson proposes to purchase title credits from a mitigation bank, it is staff's opinion that the impact to vegetated wetlands could be avoided altogether, either by grading the bank to reestablish a riparian buffer or by replacing the bulkhead in line. Both options would eliminate any wetland impact, and a wetlands permit would not be required. The reestablishment of the riparian buffer would also be consistent with the policy expressed in 28.2-104.1C1 of the Code of Virginia, which states it is the policy of the Commonwealth to support living shorelines as the preferred alternative for stabilizing tidal shorelines. After evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1303-10B of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends denial of the project as proposed. Staff supports the environmentally preferred living shoreline alternative, which would include grading the bank to reestablish a riparian buffer or by replacing the bulkhead inline. And Mr. Richard Bartlett is also the agent on this application as well.
Questions, Ms. Woodward? Okay. Thank you. Mr. Bartlett?
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Richard Bartlett with Professional Construction Consultants. This morning we heard some testimony on a project where, and after the fact, and I'm not picking on that project whatsoever, but one of the comments in the testimony there was if a joint permit application had been submitted, perhaps a living shoreline concept could have been considered. In this case here, we already have a bulkhead that was permitted back in the early 90s. It's done its useful life. It's starting to fail at the bottom. The anchors are still good. I, as the engineer, looked at this project for three different alternatives. One would be the living shoreline. Two would be a bulkhead in line. Three would be a bulkhead right up against the bulkhead. The first two alternatives, the living shoreline, we would be tearing out a bulkhead that's near its end of its useful life, but because of the height of the bulkhead, we'd be back into their yard about 15 to 20 feet. They only have about 50 foot of their backyard. So if we slope back for a living shoreline, they're going to lose probably 40% of their backyard, which reduces their property value. Their yard is very nicely landscaped. Mrs. Wilson's a Virginia certified horticulture, master gardener. They put a lot of time and effort into their backyard. That's very nice. The next alternative would be one in line. That wouldn't make any change when the project's all done. But for a contractor to replace a bulkhead in line, he has to excavate about 20 feet back from the bulkhead, tear all that soil out. So they can pull the sheets up and put the new sheets in, put the new anchors in, and backfill all that material back against the wall. And in doing that, he tears up the backyard for a temporary basis during construction. Also, the equipment to do those first two is a lot heavier type of equipment than the third alternative, which is just to drive new sheets right in front of the existing wood wall. The homeowner, Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Wilson opted to go with vinyl sheets, more expensive than wood sheets. The life expectancies of these vinyl sheets are at least 50 years, so none of us should be back in front of the board 51 years from now asking, can we go another foot in front of the board, in front of the wall, because the vinyl wore out. So they've selected a material that's costing them a little more if we can go right up against the existing bulkhead. Yes, we realize it impacts 58 square feet, which to me is very minimal in this case here, and done the exact best they can to do the lessening of the impact rather than the two. I want to say one other thing. I've obtained quotes from two reputable contractors in the area, one to do it as proposed that you see in front of you, and one to tear it out and put a new bulkhead in line. So neither of those would ask to look at a living shoreline. And both of those contractors, the difference between in line, tearing it out, and in front, like you see, is $15,000 to $16,000. And both of those contractors have taken exception to in their price quotes because they're marine contractors. And that doesn't include re-sodding the yard, replanting the bushes, reinstalling the sprinkler system that runs around the back of the bulkhead. And finally, let me get back to the site. I'm going to this. I guess I can do this. Right along here is a Virginia power feed buried underground for the subdivision. So if that has to be moved, the homeowner would have to bear that expense. And if it's temporarily moved, the contractor is going to increase the cost of that work and digging around that cable back in there. So in a financial and the least impact, I think is the proposals in front of it. Right there. Is there any questions you may have?
I'm sorry. Just repeat the last part about the utilities. I didn't quite understand the point you're trying to make.
A buried service cable that runs right here.
Okay.
Oh, let me move that up. Anyway, get back to the I'm sorry. And that's a concern for the two contractors and obviously for the homeowner. If you can see back here 50 feet, if we have to dig this all out and put a new one in line or a living shoreline, it's going to be very close.
You'd have to disturb a lot. That's all landward, I'm sorry, of the bulkhead, isn't it? Okay. Is there any erosion going on currently?
No. The
There's no erosion?
The toe is kicking out. The bulkhead is too short at the bottom and the toe's kicking out. It's anywhere from, you know, we don't know what it was when it was built. Perfect world would be vertical. There's some sheets that appear to be vertical and then with a 4 foot level. There's some sheets that are out about 8-10 degrees at the bottom, which tells me the bottom's kicking out. The anchors seem to be holding. That's why we're going to reuse the anchors. This will have minimal, this will have no impact to the upland and only 58 square feet. And if you're wondering where that gets 58 square feet, it's because it's 110 square feet, but the corrugation, some goes out in the wetlands and some doesn't touch the wetlands at all. So it adds to 58 square feet.
Any further questions? Anyone else wish to speak on this agenda item? All right. Matters before the commission.
I'd make a motion to approve the permit for construction in the being, I guess, was it, you need a maximum 1 foot, or is it really just
well,
right on the face?
Because of the corrugation,
it becomes 1 foot.
12 inches, but we're only going, you know, the net impact is only 6 inches, because 6 inches out and 6 inches back and 6 inches out. So.
And the staging of the construction is going to be outside of the wetlands?
If this is approved, it will be a 7,000-pound piece of equipment that will come over the grass and be all land, where nothing's going into the wetlands other than the materials.
Okay. Well, with that condition that there'd be no disruption to the other wetlands other than those immediately adjacent.
Yeah. Now, I say that they're probably going to put a man over the side to hold the wrench to put the bolts on and weld the things, but there'll be no equipment.
Inconsequential disturbances, not mentioned, but no consequential
no equipment
construction damage to those wetlands. Those are very nice wetlands, and with that, and the 58 square feet of wetlands credit, is the Libertyville Mitigation Bank in the same wetlands or same watershed as this property? Okay. With that, then I'd with those conditions, I'd move to allow that permit.
Is there a second to the motion?
Sorry.
Seconded by Mr. Fox. Comments on the motion?
Sure.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. I'd, just reflecting on the staff recommendation, I think if we were looking at this without an existing structure there, certainly this would be it'd be preferable to pursue the living shoreline. I think the motion, given the fact that there's already an existing structure there, is reasonable. I would support it.
Ready to vote? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Thank you.